1 Chronicles chapter 12. Now these are those who came to David to Ziklag while he still was hiding himself because of Saul, and they were among the mighty men, his helpers in war. So why have we got this list of names of people who were with David when he was on the run from Saul and who are now the leaders in David's kingdom? I think it's to show that while David was a hopeless case, everyone would have thought, nah, he's got no chance. He's just some young guy on his own from a small family. And Saul, the king of Israel, has got all the power. And he hates David, and there's no point being on David's side. Those who were loyal to David in the wilderness years became the leaders in his kingdom. And so it is with us. To be a Christian, to be loyal to Jesus in this life, seems stupid. You're not going to come with us to that party. You're not going to dress like this. You're not going to spend your money on that smart holiday or this or that. It all seems stupid. And it seems like Jesus is a hopeless case because he doesn't apparently dramatically intervene in our lives. But that's the point. If we're faithful to him now, then we will be the rulers in his kingdom when he comes back. So these mighty men, we're told, had bows and could use both the right hand and the left in slinging stones. They were of Saul's brothers of Benjamin. So, how strange is that? That some of Saul's own relatives were on David's side. And like David, they were very good at slinging stones. Now you see there the power of David's personality, that even his enemies, the relatives of Saul who hated him, came over onto his side. And so you see in life that people who you'd think are absolutely for the world and absolutely for the flesh, sometimes they stop and they change sides and they come over to the side of Jesus. And I think while we've got this long list of the names of these folks is to just show that God respected them for that. And over all these centuries and millennia, thousands of years, their names have been recorded. God remembered these people and their loyalty to David when it seems that it was an absolutely hopeless case. They came of the children of Benjamin to the stronghold to David. Now, Benjamin was Saul's tribe. David was from Judah. So when people from Benjamin came to David in the wilderness and said, we want to be with you, he'd have been a little bit skeptical. Are you really on my side or not? David went out to meet them and said, if you've come peaceably to me to help me, my heart will be knit to you. But if you've come to betray me to my enemies, since there is no wrong in my hands, may God look on you and rebuke it. So he says, if you're really on my team, my heart will be knit to you. And this is exactly what Jesus does with us. If you're really on his side, his heart, his spirit is knit with you. He gives you his spirit. He lives inside you. This is the promise of the Holy Spirit, the promise to be given the spirit of Jesus. Then the spirit came on Amasai. And he said, we are yours, David, and on your side, you son of Jesse. Peace to you, and peace to your helpers, for your God helps you. Then David received them and made them captains of the band. So they were genuine, and it just shows the power of David's personality, really, that people saw that he was of God, and people came to him. And that's what you'll find, that those who are spiritually minded will seek you out and will come and be on your side. We are yours. That's what we should say to Jesus. We're yours, Jesus. We're not part of this world and this society, but we are yours. Of Manasseh also there fell away some to David when he came with the Philistines against Saul to battle, but they didn't help them, for the lords of the Philistines sent him away, saying he'll fall away to his master Saul. So then, all these politics, people fearing image and what people might think and spies and all that, it's a very difficult situation, but David remained faithful to God with integrity despite all that and despite all the politics. Those who are sincere come together. From day to day, men came to David to help him until there was a great army, like the army of God. So many times, God is called Yahweh of armies. And it's as if David's army on earth was a reflection of God's army in heaven. So then, we are not alone. We are reflecting what's going on up in heaven, or perhaps what goes on here on earth is reflected up there in heaven. That is, God sees. And the angels were there to, are there in heaven to, as it were, represent our situations to God. So in all our little crises, God knows, and not only God knows, but the angels know. And we've got to, as Paul says, walk in step with the Spirit. And if you walk in step with the Spirit, your steps here on earth are reflecting the steps God wants you to take in heaven.